as we near the end of another year, I'm going to look back on the 2019 year in taxes and what happened in the Tax Justice Warriors podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Happy holidays, everyone. I hope you've had a good holiday season. Perhaps you got some presents that you were asking for. And some podcasts take a break at the end of the year and with the holidays, but not this podcast. I've been chained to my desk, so I am going to keep producing a podcast every week. And I wanted to do a retrospective on 2019, the year in taxes, and the year in Tax Justice Warriors. So I'm just going to give some random thoughts on this year. It will likely be a shorter episode than what I've been doing lately, but I just wanted to give a little bit of a wrap-up. And as we get into the new year, I will turn to what to look forward to in 2020. So to begin with, there are some news items I wanted to mention. Now, these are not in order of importance, just some ones that I noted that the Taxpayer First Act passed this year, that Nina Olson retired as National Taxpayer Advocate, and we had the longest government shutdown that was at the beginning of the year. These are some items with large impact for taxes during the year, and they were some of the items I made note of as the year progressed. I also had more interviews with people in the tax profession this year. I did interviews with Aaron Stearns and Samantha Galvin of the University of Denver Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at the Sturm School of Law. Also, I had interviewed Aaron and Carolyn Lee regarding the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. I had interviews with James Creech, and my interview where he interviewed me on the ABA, American Bar Association section of Taxation People in Tax podcast, went up on December 19. I also interviewed Shanna McCormick, who was a legal intern at Kansas Legal Services, and an interview with Andrew Belter. I was talking with him at the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic Grantee Conference, and he would like to do another interview in the future. Also during the year, I did quite a bit of outreach. Not all of that was reflected in the podcast episodes I did, but with the Kansas State University Tax Institute, they were training accountants, enrolled agents, attorneys, and other tax professionals. They went to 8 locations in Kansas, and I was at 6 of them. I made pitches for client referrals to the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services. And if they wanted to volunteer at Kansas Legal Services during the year, I also went to speak at 3 law schools, the University of Denver, the University of Kansas, and Washburn University. I spoke to students at each of those schools to let them know about tax controversy work, that perhaps they could join the profession in the future, perhaps they could volunteer at low-income taxpayer clinics, or just in general, hoping that they could learn more about tax controversy work. Now, one main initiative that I was wanting to focus on during this year was working with the Kansas Department of Revenue and their collections to see if there could be some systemic change that would assist low-income taxpayers in dealing with collections at the Kansas Department of Revenue. Now, I will admit, I did not make terribly much headway this year. I had written some letters, but there was no response. So that is something I would still like to continue working on But my main focus was on the Collection Due Process Summit initiative. Now, faithful listeners will be familiar with my work with the Collection Due Process Summit initiative. But just to recap, I was at the American Bar Association Section of Taxation May meeting for a panel presentation in Washington, D.C., and then the fall meeting in October in San Francisco for another panel presentation. Then we had the low-income taxpayer representation workshop for a Tuesday morning in Washington, D.C., completely focused on the Collection Due Process Summit initiative. Now, the work is going to continue in determining what change needs to happen and how to work closer with the IRS on bringing change for the better regarding collection due process. But there wound up being several weekly conference calls, sometimes a couple times a week. I was involved in writing articles or co-writing one article with Aaron Stearns for the ABA Section of Taxation Tax Times. And so that took a good amount of focus during the year when trying to get the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative moving and developing during the year. So that said, I do think it was a good year that I was able to go to various conferences and present, especially on collection due process. I wrote articles for procedurally taxing on designated orders and the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. And I was able to keep a weekly schedule of producing episodes of Tax Justice Warriors. I think it was a quite productive year. There was a good amount of change that occurred. And I do have some developments for 2020 I would like to talk to you about further, but I am going to continue that on the next episode. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you have had a great 2019 and that you will have a happy new year. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.